Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimori, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the Dharam daf Lamed Hey. We finish Masifta 2 and move on to Masifta 3. And great to be back here in Chutz Laretz, giving the daf Yomi Shia. Thanks for sticking with me. I was afraid I would come back. There'd be nobody left in the Shia once I'm gone, but I'm happy people are still here. Good morning. Avi, Rav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, Shlomo David, Yitzchak Yosef, I'm sure will be here in a second. And Reb Mordechai, what, where are we, in the supermarket over there? What are we, in Osharad?
We're waiting for the bags to come off the carousel, Rabina.
Oh, in the airport, okay.
We're waiting for some.
Awesome, okay.
Rabina, come on, we're not going anywhere, Rabina.
Okay, there we go, that's good.
Rabina goes away for a week, we're not going anywhere.
Okay. Good morning, Jeremy and David Yeshua and Chana Cherech. Now, in the end of yesterday's daf, we had the statement of Rava. Rava said, if I say, you can't get a hana on me, so the Gemara had asked him a question, Rava had said, if I give it to you b'matana, right? Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked Rava, if I say, kikari alech, I'm asking my bread on you, what's the din if I give it to you as a gift? So Rava said, why? Because the pshat is, I said, my kikar is also on you. Now that I give it to you as a gift, it's no longer my kikar. So maybe that should be okay. So the Gemara said yesterday, Rava said, no way. Amalei, Rava said, going back to yesterday's daf, pshita, da'avagab di'yosfale b'matana asur. What do you mean? I said, you can't eat my bread. Oh, so I'm going to give it to you as a gift. So now that's going to be good. No, obviously that's no good. Obviously that's no good. So now there's like three versions in Rishonim of how to read the next line, which affects today's daf. So if you look back, Amalei Pshita, I've got the only matan aser. Now the next two lines, how do you read the next two lines? So there's three ways in the Rishonim. Ela kikari alecha lafuke mai lav lafuke di ganva mine migdav Amalei lo lafuke hai da azman elek. So how do you read those lines? So yesterday we presented one way of reading it, and today I want to present two other ways of reading it because it's relevant to today's daf. So what did we say yesterday? So the Rush quotes, "Good morning, Dr. Joe." So the Rush quotes are realizing he admits. Rav Chiya then asks, "What do you mean? If that's true, if it's really usher when I give it to you b'matana?" So what's the case that it's coming to exclude that's mutter? It's only come to exclude, it must be coming to case to exclude. Let's say the guy stole it. So if he stole it, so that's not mine anymore. So that should be mutter. But if he stole it, it's mutter. So it should be mutter also when you give it to him as a gift. So then Rava answers back, no. The case that's mutter is if I invite the guy over to my house, the Asmana, if I invite him over, and I say, this kikar is usser, so only this one, but the other kikaris in my house are mutter. Now, the Rush and the Rashbam, that's the way the Rush quotes Rabbi Lezmi Mitz. But the Rush and the Rashbam himself have a slightly different version of the Gemara. And they say, no. Rabbi Chiya asked back to Rava, if I give it to you as a gift, is usser. So if that's really true, so what's he coming to exclude? Where's the case that's mutter? So Rava answers, two cases would be mutter. Either if he stole it from me, it would be mutter, or if I invited him over to eat that loaf of bread, so then I only mean that loaf of bread and not my other ones. My other loaves of bread would be mutter. So that's two ways. But now, the Ran actually has a third way. And the Ran's third way, the reason I'm going over this is because this is very relevant, halacha lemaisa. The Ran has a third way to read that last Gemara, and he has a different girsa. And this will explain a question that I always had, a question I've had for a very long time in halacha. Here's the question that I had, and there's an obvious answer to it, but the question I always had is that we know you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. We learned about it in Masechet Shabbos. Why can't you make a kinyan on Shabbos? Because maybe you'll come to write it down. It's business. You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Right? That's why the bar mitzvah boy, when we were growing up, the rabbi always, when he gave the bar mitzvah boy the gift on Shabbos, he always says, don't worry, I was mocking it to him before Shabbos. I gave him the conversion because you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So the rabbi said, when I met with the boy, I gave him the svarim before. Now I'm presenting the kiddush cup from the sisterhood, whatever it is. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So how are you ever allowed to invite somebody over for a meal on Shabbos? Isn't he making a kinyan on the food that you give him? Right? You're giving it to him all the food as a gift. He's making a kinyan. Right? He's not stealing it. So you're giving it to him. So how are you allowed to invite anybody over for Shabbos? Is he making a kinyan on Shabbos? So this Ron will explain the obvious answer. So the Ron has different gears here. And it's also the gears of Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosas in the bottom line. That Rava said, again, if I say you can't get any benefit from me, so Rava said, if I give it to you as a gift, obviously it's usher. That's what Rava said. So the Ron has the girsa, after Rava said that a matana is usher, Rava's proving his point. Because if you don't say matana is usher, what's the brisa coming to exclude? Is he only coming to exclude if you stole it from me? That's a far out kind of a case. What I'm going to say, the only time it's going to be, I'm just coming to exclude if you stole it. I'm not thinking about what's the din if you stole it. That's very unlikely. So it must be coming to exclude a gift. That a gift is usher. That's Rava's proof. What are you going to say? It's Rava talking, not Rav Chia. That if it's not coming to exclude a gift, so what do you think it's coming to exclude? Kikari, when I say Kikari Alecha is usher. So I'm not thinking about Geneva. So on that, Rabbi Chia answers, no. Maybe, really, Rabbi Chia responds, no, maybe giving to him his gift is mutter. What he's coming to exclude is that if I invite you to my house and have you eat my food, that's usser. Maybe giving a gift is really mutter, but if I invite you to my house to eat from me, that's going to be usser. Why? Because it's mine. It's mine that I'm having you eat from. That's usser. Now that also answers the other question. If I invite you over to my house, you know why there's no problem with value has on Shabbos? Because it's my food. I'm not giving it to you as a gift. It's mine. I'm letting you eat my food. I'm saying it's my food. I'm letting you eat my food. That's exactly what the chiddush of this Gemara is according to the Ron. The way the Ron reads it is, if I give it to you as a gift, that's usher. That's kikari alecha. But Rav is saying, no, if I invite you to eat from... I'm sorry. If I give it to you as a gift... It's Rav Chia saying back to Rava, if I give it to you as a gift, it's going to be mutter because it's not mine anymore. But if I invite you to my house to eat it, it's awesome because it's still mine. That's how you get out of the other problem. If I invite you over to eat on Shabbos, so it's mutter. There's no problem of making a kinyan because it's still my food. I'm not giving it to you as a gift. It's mutter. That's exactly the chiddush of this Gemara, according to the Ron. Okay, let's continue into today's daf. Oh, so now let's go. Now we go back. So it says the Gemara, Esive. Oh, so now we're going to ask against Rava. But either way, all three pshatim we said, Rava held that if I say you can't eat my loaf of bread, if I give it to you as a gift, it's still usser. Rava said, even though it's no longer mine, right? You might have thought it's mutter now because I said you can't eat my loaf of bread. But now that I give you the loaf of bread, you would think it's mutter. Rava says, no, obviously that's usser. When I said I'm asking my loaf of bread, it means now it's my loaf of bread. If I give it to you as a gift, it's still asr because that's exactly what I'm coming to asr, my loaf of bread. Giving to you as a gift doesn't help. You're benefiting from my loaf of bread. So it's no good. So we're going to challenge that. Esive. So we ask against Rav from Brisa. Amalo, Reuven says to Shimon, Hashileni Parascha, lend me my cow. Amalo, Shimon responds, listen, all I have is one cow. I can't lend it to you. And I swear, Konim para zu shani koni l'cha, I'm assuring this cow on you like a carbon if I have another one. Or, nechasai alecha, or I'm assuring all my possessions on you. That's going to be important for later on. Im yeshli para ela mizu. If I have any other ones. Meaning, you're just trying to strengthen the fact that you can't lend it to him because I only have one. And I swear all my cows assur on you, all my possessions are assur on you if I have another cow. And it turns out, he has another cow. Or, hashilein kardumcha, the guy says, lend me your shovel, a spade. Amalo, konim kardim shieshli shani konui. I'm answering this spade on you, or nechasai alecha, all my possessions are on you if I have another spade. Im yeshli kardim elamizu. V'nimtza shieshlo, turns out, he does have another one. So, the neder is chal. So, b'chayav, aser. So, while the guy's alive, he's not allowed to benefit from it. However, mace, if he gives it to him as a gift, it's mutter. Black on white against Rava. You said you can't benefit from it. And if you give it to him as a gift, it's mutter. Why? Because it's not yours anymore. It's mamish against what Rava said. Answers the Gemara. Look at that word. Oshen nitna lob nisana lob matana. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers. Amar vach rei drav ika. Shenitna lo al yidei acher. No, it doesn't mean you gave it to him as a gift. It means like this. You gave it to somebody else as a gift, and that somebody else gave it to him. Oh, so he's not getting it from you. You gave it away to somebody else, and so now it belongs to somebody else. And that somebody else gave it to him, and that's going to be mutter. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Dekanami, and I'll prove to you this is right, Diktani shenitnalo, veloktani shenasnalo, or shenisanalo. It was shenitna lo and not shenisana lo. Now, the Rishonim point out over here, what do you mean? Shenitna and shenasna is spelled exactly in the same way. What do you mean it said shenitna and not shenasna? So the Rashash has a brilliant answer over here. So the Ran and the Rush explain, well, they had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition to read it as shenitna, it was given to him, and not shenisanalo, that he gave it to him. And not with the Shva. But that's ridiculous. That's a little bit strange because there's no yud either way, right? There's no yud. Shenitna, it's the same letter. So what do you mean it was written shenitna, not shenasna? It's the same thing. So the Rashash says, no, he had a different gears in the Gemara. It said shenisanalo. Shenasnu. Or shenasnu means two things. Number one, they gave it to him, Balash and Rabin. They gave him a lot of stuff because what was one of the cases here? All my property is us on you. So maybe all your property was given to him with a gift. But all if shenis nu, it means nitnu lo al yidei acherim. Nisnu, they gave it to him. So, and they gave him in plural. So that means that somebody else, nitnu. Nitnu means with a vav at the end of it, not he had a different gear, so not with a hay at the end of it. So nitnu means, first of all, they were given and they were given to him. Nitnu means they were given to him, not he gave it. So nisnu would imply two things. Number one, it's in the plural to include even the nechasim, because there were three cases here. There was an ox, there was a spade, and there was all my possessions. So that's plural. So it's got to include all of them. So nitnu means they were all given to him in matana, and nitnu also means somebody else gave it to him, not the guy himself. Nitnu means they were given to him, not he gave them to him. So anyway, that's the Rashash's Chiddush. Let's continue. Now we have a new story. Rava asked Rav Nachman. Yesh me'ila bekonamos olo. Is there a me'ila? Well, we've been talking the whole mesechta, right? I say, let's say I would mean this seriously. I don't mean it seriously. This bottle of water is on me like a konam. Konam is language of carbon. Oh, so I'm making it like a carbon. So does it have all the laws of carbon now? Let's say I drink it now. Let's say I drink it. Am I chayav a carbon me'ila? And what about Karen V'chomesh? Do I have to pay Karen V'chomesh? And who do I pay the Karen V'chomesh to? So the Gemara wants to know. Yesh me'ila b'konamos olo. When I say it's a carbon, does it mamish attain the status of a carbon? Or no? It just means it's asur bahana, like a carbon, but it's not really a carbon. Is there a violation of me'ila? So Pashup Shat, the Gemara is asking, the Ran sounds like that we're asking only about, do I bring a carbon me'ila if I drink it? But Karen v'chomesh? Sounds like not. So the Ran explains, it's only a carbon me'ila, but it sounds like not Karen v'chomesh. And the Achronim have a beautiful pshat, the Birkas Avram explains. And maybe we explain what's the reason, right? What's the reason? If there's me'ila only as far as the carbon me'ila, but why would there not be Karen v'chomesh? So maybe Karen v'chomesh, that's stealing from Hekdesh. This thing never belonged to Hekdesh. So even though you make it as a carbon, you're saying it's also like a carbon, but it never actually belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, so there would be no Karen v'chomesh. And the whole question is only as far as carbon is concerned. However, most Rishonim disagree with Iran. Most Rishonim say the question is not only about Me'ila, but there's Karen V'chomesh as well. The Chazon Ish explains the Ran to mean, even the Ran understood they were only talking about Karen V'chomesh. But you're not going to give the Karen V'chomesh to Hekdesh, rather you're going to leave it in your house and not benefit, because at the end of the day, it's not hekdishes. You said this kikah should be on me, usur on me, like hekdish. So since you said like hekdish, you'll have to be mafresh the keren lechomish and just leave it in your house. However, the Rush learns the Gemara here that no, it's really hekdish. And if it's really hektish, you'd have to pay the Keren V'chomesh to the Beis HaMikdash. You'd pay the Keren V'chomesh to the Beis HaMikdash. Ah. And now, does this apply to every neder or only a neder? Mishlam Malach has a question here. Does this, when you say, does this apply to any neder? I'm asking this bottle of water on me like a neder. Any neder, now there's Me'ilah. It becomes like hektish. Or no, only if I say, this bottle of water is on me like a karbon. If I say it should be on me like a carbon, what about stam? I make a nether. I'm making a nether not to drink this bottle of water. Is that the Gemara's shaila even in that case? Or no, only in a case where I say konam, it's on me, which is a kinui for a carbon. Or I say it's like a carbon. That the Mishnah Melech has that shaila as well. And he says, this depends on machlokas, the Ran and the Rush earlier. What's the din of a nether without hatfasa? Is that only a yad le karban, or no, it's its own thing. If it's its own category, so then it has nothing to do with karbanos. But if you say the reason if I say a neder is, this is also mean like a neder, is because it's a yad le karban, you just left out the word karban, so it's a yad le karban, so maybe it's all nedarim have a status of karban, and this question is by all nedarim. Maybe it should be me'ila by all nedarim. Either way, that's the discussion. Fine, so let's continue. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Yesh me'ilah b'konamos olo, says the Gemara. And by the way, the other point is that what's the shaila here? Is there me'ilah by karbanos or not? What's the shaila? Shaila is usually by hektish, you ask for something on everybody. Right? Hektish is us on everybody. Here you're saying this bottle was only us on me. So is there such a thing as hektish only on one person? Or not, that's part of the question over here, right? You said in a language of carbon, since you made it as a carbon, so it's like Mila, no, maybe carbon is only something that's us around the whole world. But here you only made it on yourself. And therefore, maybe it's not Mila. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered back, Tinisua. We learned this earlier in the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? 2 days ago is daf. Right, what do we say in the Mishnah earlier? If I say not to get, if I swear not to get any benefit from you, you can't be meshiv my aveda. And what about if it's a place where they pay? You can be meshiv the aveda. We said you can be. What about if it's a place where they pay for hashavas aveda? So then I can't pay you the reward. I have to pay it to hegdish. Why hegdish? Malkum shnotan people on all the hegdish. Why do you pay hegdish? Oh, must be because. Right, why didn't it say just throw it to the Yam HaMelech? Usually when you say something's also bana, throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Why does it say give it to the Beis HaMikdash? L'meimra ki hegdish. Must be because whenever I swear not to get any benefit from it, things like hegdish. Uma hegdish yesh bo me'ila, af konumos yesh ben me'ila. Why do we say give the money to hegdish? Must be because if you assert not to get any benefit on me, so all my stuff is to you like hegdish. So therefore, just like hektish has me'ila, so too konmas have me'ila. So the Gemara says, oh, now the Ran points out here, so let's say you want to throw it into the Yam HaMelech and not give it to hektish. So it sounds like b'di'eved, if you threw it out of the Yam HaMelech, that would work also. It's mutter for the Baal Aveda to get rid of the Hana by throwing it to the Yam HaMelech. The Mishnah quoted hegdish is because since we're talking about things that are domed to hegdish. However, the Rush disagrees. He says that no, you have to give it to hegdish. That's the raya. The raya is because you have to give it to hegdish. So that's why we're saying that yesh mi libekonimus, that a konim, putting something also on you like a carbon is mamish like hegdish. So you have to. You can't throw it to the Yam HaMelech. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, Kitanoi. This issue about whether or not every time I aser a loaf of bread on me like a carbon, is that make the loaf of bread like hektish, and therefore there would be me'ila, you'd be chayv a carbon by eating it, and you'd be chayv a keren v'chomesh. This issue is actually a machlokas tanoi. Konam kikar ze hekdish. We have a brisa. Konam kikar ze hekdish. If I aser this loaf of bread on me like a carbon, va'achala, and then I eat it, or somebody else eats it. I asered my loaf of bread on the whole world. My loaf of bread is also on the whole world. Konam kikazu hektish. Va'achala, even if somebody else ate it. Bein hu vein chaver, whether I ate it or somebody else, ma'al. Whoever eats it violates me'ila. There you see. Kikazu. Konam kikazu hektish. So, I'm asering like a carbon. I'm asering this loaf of bread like hektish. Everyone eats it. So, ma'al. Lefikach yesh la pidyon. Therefore, you could also redeem it. Kikar zu alai hektish. However, if I say kikar zu alai hektish, only on myself, v'achla, and anybody eats it, so it depends who eats it. If I only ask it on myself, so hu ma'al? Chaveiro lo ma'al. Lefikach ein la pidyon. Right? It does not have... Since it's not like hektish, because it's not us on the whole world, so there's no redemption. Divri Rabbi Meir. But you see, the Rabbi Meir actually holds, if I ask it on the whole world, that it becomes like hektish, and therefore it even has pidyon. You could redeem it like hektish. V'chachamim omrim, no. Benkach u'benkach lo ma'al. No, there's no me'ilah by konimus. There's no me'ilah here. L'vishayin me'ilah by konimus. There's no me'ila by a case of asering a loaf of bread on you like hekdish, or like a carbon. So Rav Meir holds there is me'ila. If I aser it on everybody, there is me'ila. But Chachamim hold that I don't aser it. Now, we said over here that maybe there's me'ila, that you could redeem it. The question is, who gets it if you redeem it? That's another big discussion here. Who gets it? Does the person who redeems it get it, or does the owner get it? Let's say somebody else, I say, Kikar Zu, I say one of my loaves of bread is usher on the whole world like hektish. And somebody else redeems it. Does he now get it, or do I get it? So that's a discussion. Some say it depends on whether or not you can own something that's usher ba'ana. The question is, once I make it hektish, who do I still own it? So if you say, I own something, so if somebody else redeems it, it goes to me. But if you say no, you know it's like hefker. So then if somebody else, right? That's a shaila. It's a big machlokes we've shown, and we talked about this earlier. If I make something aser bahana, am I no longer the owner? It's worthless. It's aser bahana. So can I own something still aser bahana? So if you say I'm still the owner, so if somebody else redeems it, it goes to me. If you say I'm no longer the owner, it's like hektish. If somebody else redeems it, he gets it. So that's a discussion here as well. If we talk about redeeming it, who owns it? But anyway, so it's a machlokes tanaim. Now, until this point, we're talking about me'ila, where you eat it. But now we're going to talk about, what about if you don't eat it? You get rid of it in a different way. Let's see. It says, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi. Kikari alecha. I say, my loaf of bread is usher on you. Unesana lo b'matana. And I give it to you as a gift. Okay, so we said before that according to Rava, that's usher. You're not allowed to give it as a gift. But the question is, who violates me'ila? Right? You had no idea. Me ma'al. Who violates me'ila if I give it to you as a gift? Limol no saying, if you want to say that I violated me'ila by giving it to you as a gift, halo asirale. It's not us on me. I only asked it on you. I asked my loaf of bread on you. So how in the world can you say I violated me'ila? It's not us on me. Limol makabal. So what are you going to say? You violated me'ila? Wait a second. But you have no idea that this thing is holy. Yachol de Amar hetera ba'isi. Isura lo ba'isi. I never intended to acquire something that was hektish. I had no idea that this was usur on me. And it's a zechia betaos. It's a zechia betaos. Now, even though all me'ila is b'shogeg, me'ila you only violate b'shogeg, but that's at least where you're intending to acquire it, or you want to eat it. You just didn't know it was hektish. Here, you're not intending to acquire it even in the first place. Here, the whole passive, you're just receiving a gift. So you're not going to receive a gift that's usher to you. You never intended to. You could say, I never intended to acquire it if it's not mine, if it's hektish. So Amale, you're right. Rav Ashi said, you're right. Just giving it over won't violate Mila. Mikabel ma lichesh yotzi. If the guy who receives the gift, now he owns it, so now he's going to give it to somebody else, so that's when he's going to violate Me'ilah, because there he intended to acquire it, and he intended to fully pass it further. Shekala motzi mos hekdish l'chulin, kasavar shel chulin. Any person who gives away money of hekdish to chulin, thinking they're chulin, hu moel. So he violates Me'ilah. So avzeh moel. So too, this guy is going to violate Me'ilah when he gives it away to somebody else. Okay, that's the end of the sifta number 2. And we're now going to open the sifta number 3. I think there's a total of 5, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And a special thank you to all the members of the Mashiach who got me my Masifta. So we appreciate that very much. Here we go. New Mishnah. Now, what else? If I say your usher, if I say your usher bahana on me, can I give truma for you? Vitorim es truma so masro. So even though you're usher to get hana from me, I'm allowed to be mafresh truma for you. The Rishonim say this no matter the case where you said anyone who's mafresh truma for me is okay. So you didn't directly appoint me as a shliach, but you indicated that you'd like somebody to give truma for you. So I could do that because it's a mitzvah. I'm not giving you benefit, I'm doing a mitzvah. Vitorim es truma so masrosav. Lidato. It's got to be that you said, whoever gives truma for me is good. So you're showing that you want that. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. But there's no shlichus. As the Gemara is going to explain. Or, if I'm a Kohen, umakriv alav, I'm allowed to be makriv your kabbanis from you. Even though I swore that you can't get any benefit from me. But if I'm a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, I can be makriv your kabbanis. Because that's not called hana. I'm doing a mitzvah. Makriv alav, kinei zavin. Now it sounds like I can't do any karbanos. We'll see this in the Gemara. Only certain karbanos. Kinei zavin, kinei zavos, the karbanos of a zav or a zava, o kinei yoldos, if it's a woman who gave birth, so she has to bring karbanos. Chatos vashamos. So those are the karbanos that you're allowed to bring for me. We'll see why dafka those in the Gemara. Umalamdo, I'm also allowed to teach you Torah. If I swore you can't get any benefit from me, I'm allowed to teach you certain parts of Torah, because you have to teach a person Torah for free. You don't get any money out of that, and it's a mitzvah. Umalamdo medrash halachos va'agados. So I'm allowed to teach you, even though you're not allowed to get any benefit from me, I'm allowed to teach you medrash halachos and agados. The Ran explains, because it's a mitzvah, and mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. The hana you get from a mitzvah is not hana, that's the Ran says. Others give other Rishonim. Or Sameach says, based on the Rishalmi, since there was no nether to get benefit from me, gufa mader, only from his possessions, so limud medrash, that's not hana from possessions. Others say, the Rashman and Mekiyosa, Shittim and Kubetza say, that it's, since he's being Mekayim a mitzvah, and he's doing it for the mitzvah, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing because I'm learning Torah when I'm teaching you Torah. I'm getting in the midst of teaching Torah. So I'm not trying to benefit you. I'm just teaching you Torah, benefiting myself. The Rashi further writes another reason. The guy never intended to aser on himself a mitzvah. When the guy said, not getting any benefit from me, he didn't mean mitzvah. Mitzvah's okay. The Turi Evan explains, since there's an iser to take money for teaching Medrash, and he'll find somebody else to teach him if you don't teach him, so it's not considered to be hana. Anyway, however, I'm a loyal, I'm then a mikra, but you're not allowed to teach him chumash because that you are allowed to take money for, so it's considered to be hana. So if you teach him for free, it's going to be hana. Avam malamin who is banavas benosa of mikra, but you are allowed to teach his kids, even though the father has a mitzvah to teach him and the mother is doing that, it's not considered to be hana because mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. Says going yibarlu. Ah. The Gemara wants to know, famous Shaila, Hani Kahani, when a Kohen does avod in the Beis HaMikdash, is he a shliach of yours for the karban? Or is he a shliach of Hashem? Hani Kahani shluchim didaninu, are they shluchim of us, o shluchim d'shmayo, or are they shluchim of Hashem? L'may naf kamina, what's the difference for our case? L'mudr hana, if the guy said, I'm not going to get any benefit out of the karban, So if the Kohen, if the guy is a shliach, if the Kohen is a shliach of the guy, can't do it. Yeah, Mr. Shluchi Didan Havu Hamahanile, he's giving him Hana. He's a shliach of his, V'asr. Yeah, Mr. Shluchi Dishmaya. But if you say that they're representatives of Hashem, then it's Mutter, Shari, Mai. What's the halacha in this case? What's the halacha? There's a little bit of a problem with this because the Gemara in Kedushin asks the same question. And they conclude Shluchi Derachmana. But our Gemara is going to conclude Shluchi Didan. Why didn't the Gemara quote that Gemara? We're shown about by that. My Tashma coming here proof. This none. Makarul of Kine's oven. Our Mishnah says, you're allowed to bring his karbanos for him. I Amrish Shluchi Didan. Kamahanile. If you're going to say that he's a shliach of us, has he allowed to bring his karbanos? He's a shliach of his. Hakamahanile. He's doing his shlichas for him. Says Gemara, Ulutamech. Wait a minute. But if you're right, that it's Shluchi Derachmana, why do I only mention these karbanos? He should be able to do all karbanos. Listen, Makavel of Karbanos. It shouldn't just have any carbon. Ella, no. Mechusre Kapara Shiny. All the cases in the Mishnah is Dafka Mechusre Kapara. Rabbi Yochan, Hakol Tzrich and Das, Chutz Mechusre Kapara. This Kapara, these Karbanos are not coming to atone for a sin. They're just to allow him to eat Karbanos. So, therefore, or to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So since they're not really being Mechaper, you could bring them even without the Das of the Bailim. You don't need shlichas at all. How do we know this? Shayadam maybe carbon albanav of nosav ketanim. You're allowed to bring this type of carbon mechusre kapara even for your kids who are ketanim. If my katan's azov, shneimar zos toras azov, being gadol being katan, and a katan has no das. So you see, you don't need any das. If you don't need any das, you don't need any shlichas. If you don't need any shlichas, even if I am shlicho didan, if you're mudar hana for me, I'm still allowed to bring your karbanos because you don't need any das. So you can't prove it from the Mishnah. Elamayata says Gemara to Rabbi Yochanan, who says even Ketanim, Zos Toras HaYoledes, Bein Ketana, Bein Gedola. What do you mean? A Ketana can't be a Yoledes. Ketana Basleide, we learned this earlier, Ketana can give birth. Vatani Rabbi Bibi Kamedi Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi learned from Nachman. Sholosh Nashim Misham Shos Bemoch. Three types of women are allowed to use birth control. Ketana, Mu'uberes, Umeinika, because it's dangerous. Ketana, Shem Tisabar V'tomus. Maybe the Ketana will become pregnant, then she's not capable of having kids. She's going to die from that. So you see, a Ketana can't have kids. So what are you going to learn from Zos Toras HaYoledes? That you could even bring a carbon Yoledes for a Ketana, it's not Shaykh. Answer the Gemara, you're right, it's for a different one. Hai Zos Toras HaYoledes, Bein Pikachas, Bein Shota. No, you're right. A Ketana can't give birth. But a Shota, a woman who's Shota, she's severely mentally handicapped. She can give birth. We once had a kid in yeshiva who was a product of a woman who was raped in an insane asylum. If you can believe that, but apparently that happens in these places where you have people who are very limited. Unfortunately, people take advantage of them. So it says over here, you'll let us baby come bein shota shekin other maybe carbon on ishto shota. A person can bring a carbon yoledes if his wife is severely handicapped and she gives birth. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Omer, Adam maybe carbon sar al ishto, kol karbanos shechayeves. A person could bring a carbon. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam maybe carbon ashir al ishto. Let's say his wife is chayev a carbon olavi yorid, which is the type of carbon that when you're rich you have to bring one type of carbon, when you're poor you have to bring a different type of carbon. So let's say his wife doesn't have money, but he does have money. So he can bring the carbon ashir al ishto, and also kol karbanos shechayeves, and he brings any carbon v'kol karbanos shechayeves, any carbon shekach kosev lad. It's written in the ksuba v'achrayis tislachalach min kadmas dana. I'm obligating myself to bring any chiyuvim on you even from before that you had a even those that you were chayev before got married. So he writes in the ksuba that he could bring all the karbanos. So just like he brings the carbon ashir for his wife, so too if his wife is a shota, he can bring the carbon yoledes for her. So that's what it's referring to. But at any rate, we have no proof from our Mishnah whether kahane are shluchi didan or shluchi derachman. So I mentioned before, the Gemara Kedushin concludes Rav Huna Brei D'Rishua that the kahane are shluchi derachmana. Because if you'd say they're shluchi didan, how could they do all the karbanos? Oh, the Gemara's right there in Kedushin is a shliach can never do something that the Meshaleach himself couldn't do. So how can you say they're shluchim of us? We can't bring the korbanos. So it must be that the shluchim of Hashem. Because there's no such thing as shlichus that my shliach can do something that I can't do.
But he could if he was a kohen himself. Let's say he's a kohen.
Okay, but
that's the only exception.
Yeah. Right, exactly. But so then how could Yisrael ever appoint a kohen to do avoda? Must be the shluchim of Hashem. That's what the Gemara says over there. So the Rishonim asked, the Ran Tosus all ask, why are Gemara here not bring the words of Rav Huna over there to answer the question? Answer, yes, it's true, Rav Huna proved it misvara. Our Gemara is trying to prove it from a Mishnah or a Braisa, and not to rely on Svara by itself. Okay, we'll stop here. Gotta go to a bris. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Great to be back. Great to have you all back. Thank you for coming back.